Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you understand everything about astrophysics. Anybody understand astrophysics? All right, how about the mysteries of space? Does anybody understand everything about that? Yes, some of you think you understand everything about that. How about quantum mechanics? Most of us don't even really know what that is. Okay, so we don't really understand all of this stuff because we haven't gone to school for years and years to learn all about it. You do all of it? Okay. Well, we don't really understand all of that, and that's okay. But there are some things that we think that we're supposed to understand, because those other things, we of course don't understand them. But we think that we're supposed to understand our math homework, when our teacher talks, when other people talk to us, and maybe they're speaking a different language. And sometimes when we don't understand the things that we think we should understand, we get frustrated. We can even get angry. Well, the people in the Bible, some of them, did not understand what Jesus was saying. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying, and they got pretty frustrated about it. In fact, in the Gospel of John, some of the people said to Jesus that they thought Jesus was demon-possessed, because they didn't understand all the things that he was doing and the things that he was saying, and they were different than what they thought he should be talking about. And Jesus tried to help them understand. He tried to explain, but the more that he talked to them, the more frustrated they got. So Jesus said that everybody who obeyed him would not see death. Well, Abraham was very, very important to the Jewish people, and they knew that Abraham and all the prophets were dead. They had died. And so they got pretty upset with Jesus that he was saying that he was greater than Abraham, because to them, Abraham was the most important person who had ever been in Jewish life. So then Jesus tried a little more to explain to them, and he said that before Abraham was, that Jesus was. Well, they knew that Abraham had been alive thousands and thousands of years before that, and there was no way that Jesus had been alive back then, because they knew. They said, Jesus, you're not yet 50. How in the world were you alive before Abraham? They got really frustrated with the things that Jesus said, and they didn't understand. Well, we know that Jesus is the Messiah and that Jesus is the Son of God. So when Jesus says things like that, we understand them a little bit better than they did. But there's still some things that Jesus says that we just don't understand. And there are times when God talks to us and God tells us to do something and it doesn't make any sense to us, and we don't understand why he wants us to do that. But when we trust in God, when we do the things that he wants us to do, even when we don't understand why, God can use us to do great things, because God knows why God wants us to do those things, and God sees everything, and he knows what's best. So even when we don't understand what God wants us to do, instead of getting frustrated, if we do what God wants us to do, then he can use us to do great things and to bring his kingdom on this earth. He can use us to tell other people about how much God loves them. In fact, in just a moment, we are going to hear about a group of people from our church who went up to Tennessee to show somebody how much God loves them. I bet there was a lot of stuff in her life that she didn't really understand, and she didn't know why things were happening, but God used them to show her something. And so we're going to learn all about our trip to Appalachia that some of the men took in just a moment. But for right now, we are going to say a prayer, and then you can go back and sit with your families and hear all about that trip, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much that we can trust you. Help us to follow you even when we don't understand. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.